We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Mishnah Ham Yaakov ben Berachos Leah. We're in Erech and Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin. We move from Batei Arechoma, houses in walled cities, to Batei HaChatzirim, houses in unwalled cities. The Torah says Uvatei HaChatzirim Asher Ein Lahem Choma. This is in Vayikra Chafhei. In Parshas Bahar, if we're speaking about houses in Chatzirim, in unwalled cities, open cities, don't have a wall, Chomasaviv, al Stei Ha'aretz Echashev, there's going to be considered like Stei Aretz, like Stei Achuza, as we'll see how, Geulot Yelo, it can be redeemed, Uvayovel Yetzei. So the Torah distinguishes between houses in unwalled cities, houses in walled cities. We spoke about houses in walled cities, Batei Arechoma, can only be redeemed within the first year. Houses, and they don't go out in Yovel. Houses in unwalled cities, Batei Chatzirim, the halacha is that if, let's say, the owner didn't redeem it before Yovel, it goes back to him in Yovel, just like fields go back in Yovel. But there's another difference, though. When it comes to fields, remember, Stei Achuza, you can only redeem it after 2 years, Shnei Tivuos, the years of Tivuos, the years of produce. So we say the first 2 years, you're not permitted to redeem it. But after that, so then you can redeem it. When it comes to Batei Chatzirim, you can redeem them right away, even within the first year of their sale. And if they were not redeemed, sometime before Yovel, so then it returns in the city of Yovel. Important to mention, the Ramban in Parshas Bahar explains the difference between the halachos in walled cities and unwalled cities and fields, etc. When a person sells a person sells an ancestral home, so we assume that that's considered, it's very difficult for him. He's embarrassed to do so if he has to, but he needs the money, so he sells it. So the Torah says, well, that's why we allow him to redeem it within the first year, as opposed to a stay achuzo, let's say. You have to wait 2 years now, a house, it's very difficult for them. If they have the money, they can come up with the money to redeem it back, we allow them to do so within 1 year. But after the first year, so obviously he realizes, okay, it takes a year to get used to not living in his home. So it's not so painful, not so difficult for him. Therefore, the Torah says, that's it. Now it stays, it's a house. So we let the person, a house in a walled city, it's a fortified city. You have to let the person who bought it stay there, and it belongs to that person forever. When it comes to what happens, why do fields then go back in Yovel and this not? So fields, we assume that the fields are there to give a livelihood, to give sustenance to the owner of the field. So a person doesn't depend on his house for his livelihood. So that's why the Torah doesn't say he can go back in Yovel. But Stei Achuza, that often is in agricultural society, that was a person's living. So therefore, if a person doesn't redeem it even by Yovel, we say that that can go back. What about houses? In our Mishnah, Batei Chatzirim, why do they go back in Yovel, so it sounds like we treat them like Stei Achuza, and that's because they were, although people did live in these houses, because they were not, didn't have walls around them, very often these were used by farmers, and therefore they considered like fields in the sense that it goes back in Yovel. At the same time, they can be redeemed in the first year of their sale because they are homes for many people as well. So that's the topic of our Mishnah. Batei HaChatzirim, houses in unwalled cities in Israel, Nosdim Lahem Koach HaYofesh BeBatei Arechoma. They have the power, the advantage of Batei Arechoma, and the Mishnah will explain, which we already did, the Koach HaYofesh BeSados. It also has the advantage of Stei Achuza. In what way? Nigolin Miyad, V'Nigolin Kol Shnei Masar Chodesh Kibatim. They can be redeemed immediately, and can be redeemed not, it says, the first 12 months. It doesn't really mean that's only the first 12 months. It means they can be redeemed immediately through that whole first year and beyond, as opposed to Stei Achuza, which we know you have to wait 2 years to redeem it. And V'yotzin Bayovil, Uvigiron Kesef Kisados. And they have the advantage as well as of Stei Achuza, the houses in unwalled cities, that they go out in Yovel. which we already mentioned, and Giron Kesef, which means the seller has the right to redeem his house at any time till Yovel. What does he do? So he pays back. He pays whatever the price is. You have to deduct, of course, how many years have passed since Yovel. Since the past Yovel, obviously you don't have to pay as much money. That's Giron Kesef, the deduction of money, Kisados, but that's also as we know. So you have the whole, you don't only have 1 year to redeem, you have plenty of time. And even if you didn't redeem it by Yovel, it goes out by Yovel. So that is the advantage of houses in unwalled cities that are like Sados, but they're like Batei Erechoma, that you don't have to wait 2 years in order to redeem it. Then the Mishnah says, Ve'elu hein Batei Chatzerim, these are Batei Chatzerim, which means this is what would be considered, even if these are houses, from all the way back from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, the Mishnah says, if it's Shtei Chatzeros, Shel Shnei Batim, if you have two chatzeros of two houses each, what does it mean? A city which only has two courtyards, even though each of the courtyards has two houses, that's considered an unwalled city, and that would be true even if it isn't closed by a wall, and even when that wall is from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So that is, because that is not really considered a city. So of course, if it's an unwalled city, that's self-evident that it follows those rules. But even Elu Hein Batei Chatzerim, even if you have a city where there are two chatzeros and two batim in each chatzer, that's all it consists of. So even if it has a wall, Af Al Pi Shemukafin Choma Mimos Yeshua ben Nun, Mishnah says, even though it has a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, it doesn't matter. Those have the status of unwalled cities, and the Gemara learns this from the pasuk. It says, "Uvatei hachatzerim asher ein lahem choma saviv." You think about that: houses in chatzerim, in open cities. So why do you then have to say asher ein lahem choma saviv? So it's redundant. If you're calling them houses in open cities, obviously there's no wall around it. So what does the pasuk imply? That it must be that even if they have a wall, they're sometimes considered as if they have no wall, and that's why, and that's the chiddush of that pasuk, and that's what the Mishnah is teaching us over here. One other important note regarding Batei Chatzerim is the source for why it's like Batei Erechoma, when that the fact that you can redeem it right away. So the pasuk says, we quoted the pasuk, it says, although Al Sdei Haaretz Echashev, it's considered like Sdei Haaretz, which teaches us that Uva Yovel Yetzeh, it goes out in Yovel, and Giron Kesef, you can redeem it. But it says, and you can redeem it, and you have all the way until Yovel, not only 1 year, but it also says Geula Tihielo. Geula Tihielo is coming to teach you that regarding houses in open cities, it shall have redemption. That implies that you can redeem it immediately. You don't have to wait for Shnei Tivuos, as we spoke about when it comes to Sdei Achuza, the years of minimum of two years of crops of 2 years. So therefore, it has the halacha of both. We begin Paratest Mishnah Chest, the last Mishnah in Maseches Erechim Yisrael, Sheyarash Avi Imo Levi. So here you have a house, it's Batei Erechoma we're speaking of, back to that, but it's a Yisrael who now received inheritance from his Avi Imo, his grandfather, his maternal grandfather, who happened to be a Levi. His mother was a Bas Levi, so his grandfather is a Levi, and he had a house in a walled city. What walled city are we speaking about? So these are the 48 cities that were given to the Levium, described in Parshas Maaseh, and there the Torah says that the cities are supposed to have a migrash, are supposed to have an area that's very clear where nothing is, where there's nothing planted at all. That's 1,000 amos. The first 1,000 amos before you get to the city is going to be this migrash. And the second 1,000 amos is for vineyards, for farms, for levim as well. So you have, the Torah speaks about that you have umadosamos, so you're supposed to measure how many amos. It says 2,000 amos is supposed to be the area, but that 2,000 in front of the city, it says, and it describes it as two separate. It says v'as negev alpayim ba'ama v'ha'ir batavech zeyelem migrashei ha'arim. That's good. And then it mentions the fact that there are going to be 42 cities, Avim Ushtaimir, that's in addition to the Sheish Arei HaMiklot. So altogether there are 48 cities, enter an area of 2,000 amas, elef amas, saviv, it says, umigarishche, he'arim, elef amas, and umadosim, michutz lo'ir, alpayim ba'amah. So how do we understand that it's 1,000 and 2,000? So the answer is 1,000 migrash, an open area with no houses, nothing planted, just for the beauty of the city. And then you have an area, another area that is going to be sados and kramim. Happens to be the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita of the Yovel Perek Yud Gimel claims it's really 3,000 amos. When the Torah says 2,000 and 1,000, it doesn't mean that the 2,000 includes 1,000 and 1,000, 1,000 migrash clear area, and 1,000 vineyards and farms. But rather, it means no. You have 1,000 migrash open area. And another 2,000 amos for sodos ukramim. Either way, here we're speaking about a house in a city that is in Batei Rechoma that Yisrael now inherits from his grandfather's maternal grandfather's Alevi. So the Mishnah here says, Einu goel kaseder hazer, which literally means he doesn't redeem it according to this order, according to this arrangement. The Gemara says on Aflam and Gimel, and the Bartanura quotes, the Gemara says, Tini einu goel ela kaseder hazer. So just the opposite of what the Mishnah means. It's a double negative. He doesn't redeem it except like this particular arrangement. V'hachi kamar, says the Bartanura. Eino goel kaleviim dichsiv behu geulas olam tihi ala leviim. He cannot redeem the area like leviim would be able to, where we say that the leviim can redeem their houses in their 48 cities at any time. Ela keseder hazeh ha'amur bi Yisrael. Rather, no. He, this Yisrael, who was Yoresh from his Levi family, his maternal grandfather was a Levi, he could only redeem this house that he sold in what way? Shetei nechletes bisof shana, only by the end of the year. So that's what it's saying. Well, if Israel is going to redeem, he follows the rules of the Israelim. And the Mishnah then says, not only that, well, first of all, that now means it means he can redeem it only within the first year. And not only that, if he sold it, so it remains in the hands of the purchaser forever, he doesn't redeem within the first year. He does not follow the halachos of the Levi, who are able to redeem their homes that they sell at any time. And v'chein Levi, Mishnah continues, sheyarash esavi imo Yisrael. What do we have? A Levi who inherits from his maternal grandfather of Israel. So what, maybe he should follow the laws of Levim? No, also Enu Goel Kaseder Hazeh. He too will follow the rules of the Halacha of Yisraelim, not the laws of Levim, and therefore we can only redeem it for the first year after the sale, and after that, if he doesn't, so it's not going to come back in Yovel. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Kivatei Arei Halaviyim, the houses of the cities of the Levim. What does the Mishnah teach us from that? Achehe Levi Uva Arei Halaviyim. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi says, two criteria. A, it has to be from the city of the Levim, but two, you have to be a Levi. So unless you have both criteria, it's going to follow the rules of Israel. V'chachamim omrim ein hadivarim amurim ela ba'arei halaviyim. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. They say that the right a person has to redeem something forever, that's with respect to the cities of Levim. But that person the seller doesn't have to be a Levi. So therefore, the halacha that gulas olam tiyel alaviim, that the person is able to redeem it forever, and not only after the first year, applies even to the Israel. Why? Because if he inherited a house from a Levi city, so that's the halacha. Barei halaviim, that's what the pasuk says. Gulas olam tiyel alaviim. So that's not only Levim. He believes that that's referring to the arei halaviim. So if it's the Arei Alevim, it's a house in a walled city of one of those 48 cities, even though the person is Yisrael, say the Chachamim, disagreeing with Rebbe, he can redeem that forever. Then the Mishnah says, Ein osim sadeh migrash, v'lo migrash sadeh, v'lo migrash ir, v'lo ir migrash. So the first thing is, you can't make, we mentioned that the 2,000 amos area outside these cities, the Levi cities, the 48 cities, 1,000 amos was clear, was migrash, He couldn't plant or build anything. And then 1,000 amos, at least according to Rashi, of fields and vineyards. So the Mishnah says you can't take a field and then convert that into a migrash or a migrash into a field. The areas that were migrash could not be farmed. You had to leave them without planting anything. And velo migrash ear, nor can you now make a migrash, an open area to build houses. That's not part. That's not considered part of the city where you're able to build. Velo ear migrash, nor can you make an area that's supposed to be an ear where there are houses built and clear it out and say this is going to be a migrash. Amar Rabbi Eliezer b'me devarim amurim. When these halachos apply, ba'arei halaviim. That's with respect to Arei Halaviim. So what Aval Ba'arei Yisrael, then Osin Sadeh Migrash, Velo Migrash Sadeh, Migrash Ir, Velo Ir Migrash. So what is Rabbi Eliezer coming to tell us? So Rabbi Eliezer bases his statement on the pasuk Usadeh Migrash Areihem Lo Yimacher. The fields of the Migrash, the open areas surrounding the cities, cannot be sold. Now that's in the context of the Levim. So to interpret this literally would mean that, Lo Yimacher can't be sold. But we're told, what do you mean can't be sold? The Levim can could sell and redeem forever. Obviously, they're allowed to sell their houses in these cities, or else you wouldn't need to redeem them at all. So the fact they're saying Lo Yimacher, so that can't be taken literally. So therefore, the Chachamim say, you know what this means? It means that Lo Yimacher means, of course, they can be sold, but they shouldn't be changed. You shouldn't change one area for another use. So Sadeh should be not make into a Migrash, not a Migrash into a Sadeh, not a Migrash into an ear, not an ear into a Migrash. But that's all with respect to the Arei Halaviim, as opposed to Avabla Arei Yisrael, Osin Sadeh Migrash. In one direction we can do. If you have an area that was planted, you're allowed to clear it out to make it Migrash, completely clear of nothing, nothing planted, or no farms, no vineyards. Why? Because that adds to the beauty of the city. So that's allowed for Arei Yisrael. So Arei Levim you can't switch because it says Lo Yimacher, which means don't convert it one to the other. But we have no obligation to do so. We have no restrictions regarding the Arei Yisrael. But the other way, velo migras sadeh, to turn an open area, which is there for the beauty of the city, to turn that into a sadeh where you're planting, so that already is not permitted. Migrash ir, you can make a migrash into a city. That's strange. I thought we want the beauty migrash. Why would we want to build houses? Velo ir migrash, but don't knock down the houses to make a migrash. So the Mishnah explains, kedei shelo yacharivu es arei Yisrael. We don't want to destroy the city, the Jewish cities where we have settlements, people are living. So that's why when it comes to a migrash to turn into a sadeh just for planting, that takes away from the beauty of the city. But to build homes so that people can live there, or change a migrash into a city, so that I'm allowed to do. To change an ear into migrash, to knock down the homes, to clear it out, that you're not permitted to do. HaKohanim v'Halevim mochrin la'olam, last halacha in the Mishnah, in the Masechta, Kohanim and Levim are able to sell their fields forever. If you may remember, all the way back in the 7th Perek, we said that Yisraelim cannot sell the fields within 2 years of Yovel. But here we say the Kohanim and Levim can sell their fields even within the 2 years of Yovel. So that's one halacha. V'goalim la'olam, as we said many times, if they sell houses in walled cities, they can redeem it even after a year. And if they sell fields, we know also they don't have to wait shnei tivuos, those 2 years of crops before they redeem it. Shnei amar, as we mentioned before, geulas olam, tihiyah la'alaviim, and that includes Kohanim. Kohanim are part of, obviously, of Shevet Levi.